Elijah Movement International prophetic message for 2022. Brighten the inside of your house. Install bright lights inside your house. Welcome the light of God's mercy upon the inhabitants of the earth. Genesis chapter 1 verse 14. Then God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heavens to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and seasons and for days and years. The bright light signifies the mercy of the Lord. It shall be the sign of the season for His mercy. When the bright light came upon Paul on Damascus Road, it was the Lord who came. He came to bring mercy to Paul. A message from the Lord on December 23rd, 2021 at 2:13 p.m. I shall have mercy on my people. They shall be the reason for my coming. I am not visiting the iniquity of the wicked, but the wicked shall benefit from the blessings which shall be for my people. I shall put a pause on the plague. I shall put a pause on the plague. Media reporting shall be from the fearful, but stay calm. My people who are arrogant, who boast in my power, and are putting me to test shall be inflicted by the plague as their punishment. Be cautious. No person is immune from the plague. My people who will be inflicted not by test shall overcome. Economy shall rise in the midst of leadership's decision error. Employment shall hunger for workers. It shall be accomplished for my people's sake. I am not blessing the wicked, but my people who have endured the power of the abusers, who spoke lies to the world that shackled the truth in the mind and hearts of my people. My people who stayed humble through these times and are trusting me. People's power shall not be the answer. There shall be nothing my people can do. Stay calm. I am coming to mercify my people. The wicked shall rejoice in arrogantly believing they were the reason for the blessings. It shall be terrifying for many who denied godly counsels and rather followed their ways. They shall continue to deceive themselves, overvaluing themselves. But the pause shall be a refuge to them, but more so, it shall deceive them the more. Their own righteousness shall overcome them for only a time, until my mercy is over. The sound of laughter in the atmosphere aim on them who are self-righteous shall be heard. On the political side, God's influence of His power over this world's demonic structure shall increase in 2022. USA on top of the Lord's list. God shall allow decision errors of leadership over the nation, and God shall use these errors to promote His mercy over His people. Leaders who shall implement winning ideas shall be deceived in their hearts that they have caused the betterment of the nation and the world beyond. They shall look down on God's people, but stay calm, for you know the mercy is for you. Be encouraged, the mercy of God is for you. Watch out for this. There shall be a struggle between rules. It shall be hilarious to the wise. This shall be obvious to the people, but God shall open a door no one can shut. His pipeline of mercy shall be laid out and shall be forced to pierce in this battle to release an unstoppable flow of His spiritual influence. The errors of leadership shall prosper for the time being. All shall be allowed to press on God's mercy over His people. Be encouraged, it shall be better. All these shall come to pass so heaven can press on God's mercy upon His faithful people. Not for the wicked, for they shall be wicked still. And the more, they shall not recognize their self-righteousness even to the day of heaven's rain of laughter on them. When the wicked brags their self-righteousness, do not say anything, but rejoice and look up to heaven, for you were told of this beforehand. This is the word of the Lord for 2022. It shall come to pass.